Najeeb Jackson was originally charged with assault in connection with an August 4th incident involving a car being driven into the Bottoms Up nightclub on West Chippewa Street. He now faces two counts of attempted murder, charges to which he pleaded not guilty Friday morning. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says after further investigation and review of indoor and outdoor security video files, he decided to pursue the more serious counts. He says after Jackson was ejected from Bottoms Up on August 4th, he was involved in a second confrontation with bouncers outside.
Mr. Jackson then allegedly went back and got his car, which was not parked out in front. It was parked a ways down the road on Chippewa there, but he got back in his car, and the video clearly shows him coming and coming right into the front of the bar.
Flynn alleges that after the car crashed through the front of the establishment, two bouncers were struck. One pulled a gun and fired it into the grill of the auto, but the DA says that bouncer acted within his legal rights. Jackson's attorney, Michael D'Amico, says his client was beaten on numerous occasions and questions why others, including the gun-wielding bouncer, were not charged. He also hopes prosecutors will reconsider the attempted murder charges.
Very serious charge, and I understand the incident was dangerous. Fortunately, no one was injured. My client does not believe he's guilty of attempted murder or even attempted assault in the first degree, so we're going to see how this plays out in potentially a trial.
Jackson remains free on $50,000 bail. His next scheduled hearing is January 15th. His trial is currently expected to begin in April. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.